And good afternoon once again from Ray's Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast Booth inside Hallenbeck Hall for today's game between Bemidji State and St. Cloud State. Already a surprise, not only that the game's going to start a little later than normal, but starting today for Bemidji State is Erica Gartner, 5'7 senior from Altamont, Kansas. Otherwise, starters that we've seen throughout the season. Trinity Meyer, 5'9 sophomore from Hayward, Wisconsin. Sydney Czar, a 5'6 junior from Shakopee. Claire Wolhow, a 6-foot sophomore from Staples. And Taylor Bray, a 6'1 junior from Anoka. So again for Bemidji, Gartner, Meyer, Czar, Wolhow, Gartner, and Bray. Bemidji State, coached by Chelsea DeVille in her fifth season, assisted by Jamie Schultz and Michael Ponsolet. Starters for St. Cloud State today, Tori Wartz, a 5'8 junior from Hutchinson. Madeline Dahman, a 5'9 senior from Waconia. Brenna Evans, a 5'8 sophomore from DePere, Wisconsin. Nikki Kilbotten, a 6'2 junior from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And Katrina Tice, a 5'11 sophomore from Maple Grove. Again for St. Cloud, the starters. Wartz, Dahman, Evans, Kilbotten, and Tice. St. Cloud State coached by Lori Fish in her 12th season, assisted by Jessica Hartman. Today's officials, April Kubisch, Tim Whitaker, and Zach Freeman. Bemidji State in their white uniforms with green numbers and letters, green stripes across the shoulders, down the sides, and around the bottom of the shorts. St. Cloud State in their red uniforms with black numbers and letters, white trim, and a black checkerboard pattern down the side of their uniforms. Beavers will move left to right in the first half. Hopefully the lights will come back on after the typical introduction of turning the lights out. I can't wait one day for someone to turn the lights out and they don't come back on and we can't play basketball. Hopefully that would be the end of that. Bemidji State again comes in with a record of 6-5 overall, 3-4 in the Northern Sun. And St. Cloud at 7-4 overall, 4-3. In the Northern Sun. Beavers on the floor, waiting on St. Cloud. And the Huskies come out. And a big game for Bemidji State today. More to play better. Just even if they don't get a W, they just got to play better than they did last night, because that was not something that they were very proud of as a team. And hopefully we get a chance at some point to find out why Brooklyn Bachman not starting today, and it's Erica Gartner instead, but we are underway. St. Cloud State wins the tap. Huskies with a basketball. Beavers come out in a man-to-man defense. Quickly pass inside to Tori Wartz. She heads to the basket, back of the rim, no good. Ball tipped out and picked up by Erica Gartner for Bemidji State. She hands off to Sydney Czar. Czar on the left wing to Meyer. Meyer looks inside for Bray. Bray rolls to the basket. Layup off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound by Kilbotten for St. Cloud. She outlets to Brenna Evans. Evans with the basketball on the left wing. Evans now between the circles. Passes on the right side to Wartz. Top of the key to Tice. Tice on the left side to Evans. Her pass underneath is knocked away and out of bounds by Trinity Meyer. Ball will stay with St. Cloud. 13 on the shot clock, 9:17 to go first quarter, still no score. Inbounds pass, quick shot from Madeline Dahman from 14 feet is good. Dahman with her first two and the game's first two. Huskies lead 2-0, 9:05 to go first quarter. Trinity Meyer all the way to the other end through the hands of Taylor Bray and scooped up by St. Cloud. Dahman on the left wing, passes back to the top of the key to Evans. Evans on the dribble now toward the right wing. Top of the key, Dahman. Dahman down the left side of the lane. She'll pull up from 12 and hit again. Madeline Dahman. All four of the points so far in the game. Huskies lead 4-0. 8:35, first quarter. Erica Gartner with the basketball. Top of the key, Wolhow. Left side, Meyer. Meyer. Back to Sydney Czar. Long three-pointer for Sid off the side of the rim. Offensive rebound to Taylor Bray. She passes it to Trin Meyer. Heads to the basket, lays it up and in, and a foul. Foul called on Katrina Tice, her first, team's first, and Trin Meyer will be at the line looking to finish the three-point play. Beaver basketball brought to you by the Green Mill Pizza, Pasta, Beer, and Wings. As Trin Meyer goes to the line for a free throw. Rachel Hadela in the game for Taylor Bray. Free throw from Meyer is no good. Rebound to Tice for St. Cloud State. Huskies lead 4-2, 8:15 first quarter. Wartz on the left wing, pass underneath to Dahman. Her shot off the backboard, no good. Claire Wolhow rebound for Bemidji. Outlet to Sydney Czar up the left side. Czar still on the dribble, passes to Meyer on the right wing. Dump inside to Hadela. She goes to the basket. Shot is blocked from the backside by Tice. Out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Beavers. 14 on the shot clock, 7:58 on the game clock. Hadela gets the inbounds pass. Now she's cut off on the baseline. Out to Erica Gartner on the right wing. Top of the key, Sydney Czar. Left side, Trin Meyer. Eight to shoot. Meyer still with a dribble on the left side of the lane. Powers her way into the lane. Fights her way through the defense. Shot off the side of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, Claire Wolhow. Top of the key, Czar. Czar down the lane all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Sydney Czar with her first two. We're tied at four, 7:25 first quarter. Evans with the basketball. Passes top of the key to Kilbotten. Kilbotten right side to Evans. Top of the key, Tori Wartz for three. Back of the rim, no good. Tyson offensive rebound for the Huskies. Wartz now with the basketball, top of the key. Down the right side of the lane, shot off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Wartz, she puts it up and in. Tori Wartz with her first two. It's 6-4 in favor of the Huskies, 6:35 first quarter. Trin Meyer in the left corner, now to Gartner on the left wing. 10 seconds to shoot. Gartner with the dribble on the top of the key. Left side, Meyer. Meyer will shoot a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Tice for St. Cloud State. Outlet to Evans. Evans all the way to the basket. She's tied up by Sydney Czar. Ball's on the floor. Claire Wolhow has it. And she's able to get the ball to Sydney Czar. Ahead to Trin Meyer on the left side. Meyer into the lane. Kicks out in the right corner. Three-pointer from Erica Gartner is good. Erica Gartner, in her first starting role of the season, responds with a three. Beavers lead 7-6, 5:50 to go, first quarter. Kilbotten at the left elbow, back out to the top of the key to Dahman. Dahman to Wartz, she'll pull up from 16, back of the rim, no good. Hadela rebound to Bemidji State. Erica Gartner with the basketball across the timeline, right side for Bemidji. Top of the key, Trin Meyer, now left side to Sydney Czar. Czar on the dribble. Left corner, Claire Wolhow, three, cross the rim, no good. Rebound to Dahman for St. Cloud State. Dahman with the basketball, dumps it down on the right block to Kilbotten. Kilbotten heads toward the basket. She's cut off by Hadela, and then Hadela loses contact with Kilbotten and tries to come back and commits the foul. First on Rachel Hadela. First on Bemidji State as a team. Gabby DuBois in the game for the first time. Taylor Bray returns for Bemidji State, and also for the first time, Coley Rezebeck for the Beavers. Also for St. Cloud State, Kelsey Peschel is in the game, along with Caitlin Peterson. Peschel with a basketball at the top of the key. Hands off to Evans. Evans right side to Peterson. Peterson to Dahman on the right corner. Back to Peschel right wing. Six to shoot. Three from Dahman on the right wing. Back of the rim, no good. Taylor Bray rebound. Bemidji State outlet to Sydney Czar. Czar on the left side to Meyer. Meyer takes it into the lane. Passes underneath for Bray. Bray muscles her way to the basket. Lays it up and in. There's something we did not see last night from Taylor Bray. She would try to fade away and bank that home, and it didn't work. So hopefully That's a good sign for the Beavers today. They lead 9-6. 4:30 to go first quarter. Pass underneath through the hands of Peterson and out of bounds. And that'll take us to immediate timeout. 4:31 remaining in the first quarter. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Bemidji State 9, St. Cloud State 6 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course. I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new.
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
.431 to go first quarter. Beavers lead 9-6. Early on, Beavers 4 of 10 from the field. St. Cloud State 3 of 9. Beavers with a basketball. Trin Meyer top of the key. Passes back to Coley Rezebeck, left wing. Rezebeck over to Meyer, top of the key. Meyer, right corner to Gabby Dubois. Dubois heads toward the basket. Shot from 6 feet is good. Gabby Dubois with her first two. Beavers lead 11-6. .70 run for the Beavers over the last 3 minutes of the game has put them in front by five. Pass in the corner. Kicked out of bounds by, looked like, Trin Meyer. Well, they won't call a kick. They'll just say it's St. Cloud State basketball. Huskies inbound to the right of their own basket. Tori Wartz back in. Nikki Kilbotten back in. And for the first time today, Aaron Navratil, a 6 foot junior from Albany for the Huskies. Wartz to inbound the basketball. Gets it in on the right side to Kelsey Peschel. Now on the left side to Navratil. Navratil back in the corner to Peschel on the right side to Tori Wartz, top of the key. Wartz down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Kilbotten. She puts it back up and in. Kilbotten with her first two. That ends the 7-0 Beaver run, and the Beavers lead now 11-8, 3:30 first quarter. Right wing for Bemidji State is Coley Rezebeck. She passes to Trin Meyer. Meyer heads down the lane, a whistle and a foul on St. Cloud State. Caitlin Peterson with the personal. Her first, team second. Trin Meyer at the line for two shots. Beaver basketball brought to you by Lakes Market and Liquor Store, with a large assortment of beer, wine, and liquor, as well as specializing in an ever-growing offering of wines, craft beers, and specialty spirits. First free throw, no good from Trinity Meyer. Beaver basketball also brought to you by Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Olé the day. Second free throw for Trin is good. She's got 3 points now. Beavers lead 12-8, 3:20. First quarter. And a travel on St. Cloud State. Kelsey Peschel didn't have anywhere to pass it. Did a little two-step above the arc, and that's not legal. Turnover to the Beavers. Gabby Dubois inbounds to Sydney Czar. Czar through the center circle on the dribble. Toward the left wing, now to Dubois, top of the key, right side to Rezebeck. Rezebeck underneath for Bray. It's knocked away, but Taylor's able to chase it down back to Rezebeck, right wing. Top of the key, Czar. Czar spins into the lane, back out to Rezebeck, top of the key. Eight to shoot, Meyer. Around a screen, still with a dribble. Left corner to Dubois. Dubois three-pointer. Looked like it hit the side of the backboard. But it was a shot clock violation, so it goes over to St. Cloud State. Hadla and Wolhau back in for Bemidji State. Dubois and Bray out. for the Beavers, who lead 12-8, 2:35 to go first quarter. Peschel with a basketball on the right wing, top of the key, Wartz. Wartz has it knocked away, but Peschel's able to grab it. Into the right corner to Caitlin Peterson. Peterson, long cross-court pass for a three from Anabert Hill. In and out, no good. Hadela with a rebound from Bemidji State. She outlets to Trinmeyer. Meyer ahead in the corner to Rezebeck. She'll shoot a three from the left side across the rim, no good. Peterson, rebound for the Huskies. She passes ahead to Peschel on the right wing. Peschel looks inside for Kilbotten. Kilbotten at the right elbow, heads down the lane. It's knocked away by Wolhau and picked up by Sydney Czar. Czar on the dribble, top of the key, right side to Trinmeyer. Meyer, long cross-court pass in the corner to Czar. Czar back to Rezebeck on the left wing. Right wing, Wolhau. Down on the right block to Hadela. Hadela takes a couple dribbles, heads toward the basket, gets Kilbotten in the air, and she lays it up and in. And yes, she's still a freshman. 14-8 in favor of the Beavers, 1:30 to go first quarter. Huskies with a basketball. Tori Wartz on the dribble near the center circle. Works toward the right wing. Wartz still with a basketball. Now top of the key to Peterson. 10 seconds to shoot. Peterson from the left elbow. Back of the rim, no good. Hadel is able to chase down the rebound for Bemidji. She outlets to Trinmeyer, who passes ahead to Sydney Czar on the right wing. Czar on the dribble. Passes left side to Rezebeck. Now in the left corner to Wolhau. Wolhau, top of the key, Czar. Czar down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in. Sydney Czar with 4 points. Beavers lead 16-8. As we go under a minute remaining in the quarter. Huskies with a basketball. Left wing to Wartz. Wartz, top of the key, Kilbotten, right side to Peschel. Peschel to Peterson at the right elbow. She steps back and shoots from 17 and hits. Nice shot from Caitlin Peterson. That's her first two, and it's 16-10 in favor of Bemidji State. About a 2 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and the shot clock is at 16. Sydney Czar on the dribble near the center circle. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key, Trinmeyer. Meyer down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket, has the ball knocked away. And then a held ball is called. Alternate possession will keep the basketball with Bemidji State. 3 seconds on the shot clock, 4.7 on the game clock. Erica Gartner back in, replacing Trinity Meyer for the Beavers. Coley Rezebeck will inbound to the left of the Beaver basket. Rezebeck gets it in to Erica Gardner. She steps back for a three left wing. Back of the rim, no good. And that will end the first quarter. We have played 10 minutes in Hallenbeck Hall. Your score, Bemidji State 16, St. Cloud State 10. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score on the Beaver Radio Network.